I want to go right now to an interview with Eve Engler, who is an author of Canada and Haiti, Waging War on the Poor Majority, and of the Black Book of Canadian Foreign Policy, as well as one of the founders and really mainstays of Haiti Action Montreal. He came in to discuss this latest, unfortunately not the first, and hopefully, well, we can only hope it will be the last, but anyhow, this latest in a string of crises. Eve, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Eve, I have to ask the question right off. I mean, is it obviously earthquakes happen, but is this a natural disaster? And if not, why not?
I think it's mostly a natural disaster, but the extent of the human suffering and the death is, without a doubt, has a political and social history. And it has a political and social history that Canada and Canadian institutions have contributed to. Take one very specific thing about how one of the reasons for the massive death toll is that in Port-au-Prince, up the hill in Port-au-Prince, there's lots of mediocre housing that sort of is kind of up along the hillside in sort of ravine-ish kind of areas. And much of that has, of course, tumbled. It's not that the people who built that housing were not aware that they were building dangerous they were not living in weak lodgings, but it was that they were they're so poor and so impoverished that they had very little choice. And more specifically, it's tied into conscious policies of U.S. aid, Canadian International Development Agency, Canadian government, American government, to move Haitians away from the agricultural economy towards the sweatshop economy. In 1983, the U.S. government led a program to eradicate basically all the Haitian pigs, the Creole pigs, because they were supposed to be diseased. And Canadian government supported that. That had a profoundly destabilizing effect on the Haitian countryside. Pigs were not just, they were a source of wealth that peasants held pigs. So if there was a kid that needed to go to school, then they would sell a pig, or there was a baptism, or there was a funeral. Pigs were a source of wealth. And this policy, which the Canadian government explicitly gave our aid dollars to supporting, was mostly American government policy, but our aid dollars went to supporting, had a profoundly disastrous effect on the Haitian countryside. Likewise, U.S. policy with agreement, at least tacit agreement from Ottawa, with regards to dumping foreign, mostly U.S. rice in Haiti, has had a horrible effect on the peasantry's ability to feed itself, to feed the country. And what has happened is these pressures that the peasantry have been facing has led to a massive influx of people into Port-au-Prince, and people knowing that this is a city that shouldn't have had 2 to 3 million people, was built for a couple hundred thousand people, but people were being driven out of the countryside, out of the agricultural economy, towards the city, and that is something that Gildan Activewear, a Montreal-based t-shirt maker, Disney, Gap, other major so-called sweatshop or industrial t-shirt making type apparel making companies have long wanted. Their vision of Haiti is as a place of cheap cheap labor. That is Haiti's competitive advantage in international global capitalism, and that has been a policy that Washington has pushed strongly. Ottawa has gone along with, and that is part of, among many other issues, part of the explanation for the horrible death toll that we're seeing today.
I wanted to ask you, we've seen the pictures, obviously, the National Palace, the symbol of Haitian sovereignty destroyed. Many would argue that Haitian sovereignty was, in fact, destroyed at least 6 years ago with the coup against the elected government. One of the other buildings that at least was damaged was the National Penitentiary, the jail, built for a capacity of, I believe, 300 prisoners, packed, crammed to, I think, 4,000 prisoners at the beginning of this year. Most of these people waiting for trial, untried prisoners, many political prisoners picked up because of their association with popular movements. We think of people like Ronald Dauphin, being kept in jail for more than 5 years on very flimsy charges, basically because he was a member of Aristide's party. the last we've heard from through Mario Joseph, a human rights lawyer, is that the jail partially collapsed, but that there are luckily very few casualties in the jail, and most of the prisoners are basically now out. It's kind of an odd situation. We've been pressuring to get Ronald Dauphin out of jail for several years now, and now it takes a massive disaster, and he is out. Do you want to talk about perhaps the role of political prisoners in the post-coup order in Haiti, and how do you see this playing out now? Do you think the state will try to re-jail all those 4,000 people when it was so obvious that many of them had nothing against them? How do you see this playing out in the coming months?
Yeah, I don't know exactly how it's going to be coming out, but I do know one thing is that one of the things that we need to be demanding, and Haiti Action Montreal has been demanding for a while now, is that the tens of millions of dollars the Canadian government has been channeling towards the Haitian police and Haitian prison capacity needs to be channeled in towards things like building government capacity to strengthen building codes, to strengthen the processes of inspection to make sure, you know, future buildings is up to standards that future catastrophes won't be as problematic. With regards to the prisoners leaving the prison, that's one of the, in a sort of a ridiculous kind of way, it's sort of like one of the sort of silver linings in some of this. And CNN, watching reports on CNN about it, is if this was a catastrophe that there's all these prisoners floating around, and without a doubt there are many of the people who were in that jail who were serious criminals, that it's not a good thing that they're now out in the street, but there was a huge number of people that were there for direct political reasons, Ronald Dauphin being the most high-profile one that's still in jail, but also, from all indications, hundreds of others who were there mostly because they were poor, and that they just didn't have the capacity to defend themselves, legally speaking. So there's certainly some of those people who left who are it's a small justice that they're able to finally get out.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you perhaps the last question. When I was at home with my mother when this disaster struck, and her first reaction, like a lot of people, was to get out a checkbook or get on the computer and go onto the World Vision site. Now, despite what discussion I had with her about that, I think a lot of people are feeling that way right now, and that's the sort of knee-jerk reaction a lot of Canadians are going to do, go to some of the well-known charities. Is there a danger right now of Haiti getting too much aid or too much aid spent or sent in the wrong direction, and what should our attitude be vis-a-vis aid in an obvious situation where some level of aid may be needed?
I think sending aid, even to a bunch of groups I do not support, like groups like SACI, who have received a lot of attention here in Montreal and the Francophone media, I do not support their positions, development and peace groups that have, I think even these groups, which I totally disagree with the political positions they've been taking on Haiti, I do think that right now sending money to them is will be useful, will be beneficial. Now, what I am very concerned about and really disturbed about is the extent to which these NGOs have been cited as this is, one of the commentators talked about, well, the silver linings of this horrible tragedy is that there's a large number of NGOs on the ground, and therefore they'll be able to bring assistance to the population. That is completely false. In fact, if the same disaster would have happened in Cuba, whatever the problems are with the Cuban system, there is no doubt that the human toll would have been much less. The capacity of the Cuban government to provide services would have been much greater, much quicker, and that, in fact, the NGOs are part of the problem of undermining a Haitian governmental apparatus that would be able to provide the services. The NGOs are a complete failure when it comes to this stuff. And the example is, in Gonaïve, you look at what happened in Gonaïve. That's in September 2004 with those
hurricane.
It wasn't even a hurricane. It was a tropical storm when it hit Haiti, for God's sakes. And 2,000 people died, and the place is still basically underwater. This is the third biggest city in the country. Still big chunks of it are underwater 5.5 years later. And there was tons of outside money. So while It's sort of seemingly contradictory what I'm saying there. I do think there is some use, some positive that's going to be had by giving money to groups like SUSI and Development Peace. I would obviously prefer people give money to Partners in Health, which is has much better political position. It's done much more to work with the Haitian government to build Haitian health capacities. But even the money that's going to those other groups, what I am concerned about is that we do not, while we write a check to some of these groups, we do not forget the bigger picture of how these groups contribute to undermining the Haitian government, Haitian capacity to defend itself truly against these type of natural occurrences or these types of horrors.
And unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but we will certainly be covering all of this issue, all this disaster and the issues that it really brings up over the coming weeks. Certainly next Thursday on CKUT at this time on Off the Hour, we'll be having our regular Haiti show will be bumped up from the 28th to the 21st, and we'll be trying to get in touch with some activists in Haiti via Skype, and we'll be getting a lot more perspectives talking about Cuban assistance to Haiti and what that has done, talking about the larger political picture, and talking about whether there is any good sort of reconstruction that can come out of this. Sometimes disasters can lead to a sort of rethinking or recalibrating, and more often than not, unfortunately, it's a compounded tragedy that they don't. But we'll be discussing this, so thank you.
Great. Thank you, Chris. That was Chris Scott, CKUT's Radio Resistance, a monthly show on Off the Hour, focusing on the struggles of the Haitian people. And thanks as well to Eve Engler for coming in. Let's hear some music now by Vox Sambu, a Montreal-based Haitian artist. Next to his musical output, he runs a youth community center in Côte de Neige, and this track is off his album La Caille, which came out in 2008.
Matin encore que la chanter, obligé lever. Pas gain temps pour café, même si me connais moins gain congé. Wada gain de l'eau nanger, parce qu'elle dit m'y ouais danger. Il m'arrive entre les serrer, parce qu'il connaît moins d'où y aller. Les ranger ça arc moins, même s'il pas v'lé. N'obligé d'être en silence, faut que mon yo pas réveillé. Bayon de Netibo, floppé dans robe bon Dieu, yon accroula depuis malé. La ligne de rétin toujours m'a bâti pour toujours. Vingt cailles, vingt bijoux qui t'aiment, c'est traîné sur chez nous. Pas qu'il y a l'eau, pas qu'il y a bonjour, fais noir qu'on fout. La gué noir, pas calte, t'as qu'au bon animal, ça fait mal. Ça fait me songer sans cette moyau déraciné. Enchaîné dans les grillés, j'ai une différence, moi me payer. 5000 dollars t'es conservé, bateau pas même déplacé. M'tombé transpirant chalet puisque 50 degrés. Qu'est mon cap crié, t'es mon cap crié. M'paroi des vents, m'paroi des yeux, tout mon bouleversé. T'as qu'on son mauvais rêve, moi pas qu'à réveiller. M'encercler, m'emmerder. Chaque seconde qui passe, t'as qu'on son chouinin qui est coulé, qui est m'serré. M'fait rêver, au coin si m'te connais, m'tap mettre la vie m'en danger. M'a soifé. Rassasié, puis faut mon tombé malade, y'a tout qui est mal en mer. Vomissement matière, fait qu'elle m'a chémé dans la mer. Côte-tourtière, infirmière. Même Captain Bateau, par contre, s'il monte, s'il descend. Qu'est-ce qu'on histoire, son malin. Si on monte ta team, pas trop de chambre, fréquente. Qu'est-ce qu'on travaille, moi, qu'est-ce qu'on mis chez moi. Pour aller étudier, mais DJ, c'est qu'on sert pour mourir. Le caillon vieux bateau, pour franquer, m'en fond de l'eau. J'en papa, moi dit, j'en maman, moi dit. En bas la vie dit, soleil dit, sans pitié. Sacrifice, chauffeur, coup de pont, y'a, y'a, prend. Pour voir mon vie meilleur, c'est dans bouche qui est matéri. Pour me périr, pour me périr.
Mon pas envie à mourir sur bateau. Pour regarder, pour un enfant de l'eau. Mon vieux vie qui voyait Miami. Mon pays qui charge à nostalgie. Moi envie, mon vieux tout est ici.
Des femmes levées frustrées,
pas envie palais, même jouer esclave enlevé, m'en vie penchée. L'enfant qui aime c'est les niages, notre tête moins c'est la rage. Concentré d'un coup volcan qui prépond pour la vache. Nettoyer toute saleté, activer pauvreté. Embrasser timonde comme on t'a vivre dans la pauvreté. Des vies chèques, un échec, au point d'un coup c'est faux chèque. Nous faucher, nous travaille mais pas jamais toucher. Mâcher, chercher, pas dormi sans souper. C'est ça grand-papa m'a toujours raconté. Qu'à des jours j'en mets chez chaud, pas trouvé. Repois en béton chaud, mon toujours non t'as le tête chaud. Achète pas mon tête table, non. Bébé pas game biberon. L'or pas quoi police, t'es quoi on met ton en prison. Tant que touchant, la vie ici tourne, y'en pas grand grand. Y'en sait le bagaille, m'a plagué, m'a continué peu bon. M'a qu'à tourner courant, y'en priorité m'légaliser. Prends soin matin, ma famille toute petite moins. Nous songez yo c'est vrai, m'obligé à arrêter. En vrai c'est réalité, payé me sans sécurité.
Mon pas envie à mourir sous bateau. Mon requin des bonnes dans fond de l'eau. Mon vieux dit qu'il faut y aimer à mi. Y'a un pays qui charge à nostalgie. Moi envie, m'en vais tourner à ici.